So we just read yesterday about Kriyat Yam Suf, and we all know that this week's parasha is about Ma'amad Har Sinai. But smack in the middle, the Torah decides to tell us the story about Yitro. Such an anticlimax, right? Kriyat Yam Suf. Go to Har Sinai, accept the Torah. No, but in the middle, we have the Torah needs to tell us about Yitro, that comes to visit Moshe, and he brings his family with him, and the whole story. That reminded me of a different place in the Torah where there's another anticlimax. After the Akedah. After Akedat Yitzchak, you know, Al Tishlach Yadcha El Anar, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu swears, gives an oath to Abraham Avinu that he will give him the land, and so on, and so on, and so on. And that's the peak moment of the story. But then the Torah decides to tell us, "Vayehi acharei advarim haele, vayugad leAvraham lemor, hine yalda milka gam hi banim lenachor achicha." Right? Oh, by the way, Avram, you have new nieces and nephews in Haran. What is this doing? Why does the Torah need to tell us about that?
So I think the same answer
that can work in that I think fits in the story in Bereshit also explains why the Torah brings Yitro, the story of Yitro, here. One of the greatest challenges of spiritual growth and religious growth of doing shlichut, specific, you know, shlichut that you have to fulfill, is family. Family is a great source of support. Family is a great source of love. Can push you forward. Can help you. Can give you a reason to do things. But at the same time, family, in the more broad sense of that, the environment I'm used to, can really hold me back. Family can be a source of worries and be destruction. You know? My brother was 18 years in the army, in Sahal. You don't see home so much. It's hard. But at the same time, if every night before you go to an operation, to do this, to do that, you see your wife and kids, it can hold you back. Avraham Avinu had to leave Haran, he had to leave Bayit, Moledet, and Mishpacha, and his family, in order to get to that level of Yerei Shamayim, Yerei Elohim. Because had he stayed in Haran, it would have been very difficult. Especially with Avraham Avinu, when the family is of Dei Elilim. Right? And he went through Asara Nisyonot. Ten Nisyonot. And then he gets to that level. And once he reached that goal, once he is Yirei Elohim, the Torah comes and says, by the way, you should know that you still have a family and you should keep in touch with them. You should not totally disconnect from your place of origin. You should not disconnect from the environment you grew up in. You should keep in touch with them. The break in the middle, the fact that you were not in touch with them for a while, was never ideal. It was necessary, but it was never ideal. Yirat Shamayim should not separate you from your family, even if they are of the Elilim. Yirat Shamayim should not separate you from your home, from your homeland, and so on. You can be in touch with them. You can be part of them. You can be sameach when they're new babies. You can be sad. God forbid when things happen. You're part of the family is part of you. Yes, sometimes you need to close yourself. Sometimes you need to disconnect in order to grow. But that's just a stage. It's not ideal. The same with Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, he goes to Midian, if you remember from Parashat Shmot. They think he is an Ish Mitzri. He marries Tzipporah, right? We know, based on this week's Parashat, that he had two children, but at that point, probably only Gershom was born. And then he sees the snake. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, you have a mission. You need to go and risk your life. You need to go to Paro. You need to go and try and get Am Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. And Tzipporah probably said, I never signed up for that. Rashi says, the reason why Moshe did not take Tzipporah and the children was, Because Aaron told Moshe, that's not good for them. We're losing people anyhow. You're going to put them in danger as well. And we can think about other reasons why Tzipporah and the children were not a part of this. Of this whole endeavor of Moshe Rabbeinu going to Paro and the whole story of Yetziat Mitzrayim. And you can imagine when, you know, Paro would threaten them, Paro would be difficult, and Moshe will come home, and Tzipporah, who was not even part of the nation, maybe she'll talk him out of it. You can think of all kinds of reasons why that wasn't good for Moshe Rabbeinu to have Tzipporah and his kids with him while he was busy doing that. However, right after Yetziat Mitzrayim, before Matan Torah, the Torah tells us, the family comes back. Yitro brings the family to Moshe, just like Avraham Avinu. It's not ideal. It's never ideal to be separated from your family for any goal, for anything. There's nothing that justifies that permanently. Only temporarily. So Kadosh Baruch Hu tells us through that order of the Torah, even if there was a need for some reason, and even if it's Ovdei Elilim, from what we experience, yet connection with the family is very important and maybe even a prerequisite to go to Har Sinai and be mekabel that Torah. Alright, Boker Tov.
9:15.
9:15.